I was talking with sources who work with children and also are legal advisors. They observe in courts and make suggestions for how juvenile courts can improve access to counsel for kids and improve outcome. The thought being ensuring that kids have counsel can bring out more of their stories, that counsel can investigate some of the problems that kids might be having that might explain why they're in court. And in these discussions, I heard about a lawsuit that was filed in Knox County, and it had to do with kids who were truants who were being summoned to court for truancy, excessive absences. From there, I learned about the world of status offenders. Truants are status offenders in most states, including Tennessee, along with runaways, curfew violators, kids in tobacco possession, in some states, alcohol possession. And what that means is these aren't crimes, and they don't merit the constitutional right to an appointed attorney when you go in and you make your plea before the court. And I got interested in that because the lawsuit was alleging that kids were failing to have counsel at moments later in the court when they should have counsel. It's quite complicated. There's a web of federal and state laws. It's pretty hard for a parent to go in with a kid and understand what their options are.
When was the lawsuit filed?
The lawsuit was filed in 2011, and it's been winding through courts. It originally was filed to represent four juveniles who had pleaded guilty to truancy. They had no attorneys when they did that, and they continued to go to court and were held accountable for failing to follow instructions that the juvenile court judge gave them. One of them was jailed twice, and at neither point did this boy have a lawyer, according to attorneys who much later represented him after the fact. They made that point in their lawsuit, and they also made a point that they wanted a higher court to issue a decision that would basically instruct the entire state to ensure that a kid who's a truant, a status offender, does get a chance at appointed attorney before the courts hand down instructions to these kids that can later lead them to being legally jailed. They argue that in Knox County, there are cases of kids being jailed without attorneys, which isn't supposed to happen under federal or state law.
Looking around the country, is it usual for kids to be called into court for these status offenses that are not criminal offenses?
There are other examples of it. In Washington State, there was another legal action which was very similar to Knoxville, challenging the idea of a truant being called before a court, being issued orders, which can range from many things to never miss another day of school again, unexcused, to submit to and pay for drug testing. And if you fail that, you can be held accountable. You could be jailed for failing to live up to the instructions of the court. There can be many different types of instructions that are given out. And this lawsuit in Washington State argued that if a kid is going to ultimately possibly face jail, they should get attorneys early on. An appeals court in Washington State agreed with that. However, the state Supreme Court overturned that and said no. Only when the child faces imminent jailing or a severe penalty similar to that does the right to the attorney kick in.
How is it that there are not county officials involved before these kids ever end up before a judge?
I'm told in Knox County now that the district attorney's office does have a social work component, and they're trying to do more to connect kids to services before they step foot into court. The schools too tell me that they're trying to do more now to connect them to proper services before they set foot in court. There were three cases of kids I am aware of were jailed who told me that they were never tested in their schools before their names were referred to prosecution. They were never tested for special needs, and they were not offered alternative plans.
What is the status of the lawsuit?
The two attorneys who filed the suit, representing four plaintiffs, appealed first to Judge Tim Irwin to reverse his convictions. They raised questions of due process and also that they had new information about the truants that might explain more of their history. But he declined and said that they had chosen to plead guilty without attorneys. So they moved next to the Fourth Circuit and they tried to get a ruling there. The judge didn't go for it. They went to a state appeals court, didn't work there, and now they've appealed to the state Supreme Court.
Did the appeals courts say why they wouldn't hear the case?
The first judge found that the court had acted properly. He agreed that the federal law does not require an attorney to be appointed until the child has already violated instructions that have been given out and could face imminent jailing or loss of freedom, maybe being taken from the family and put into foster care. In our conversations with the administrator of the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention, the top federal official overseeing juvenile justice, he has said, while the law may not be very clear in its language, we believe that the intent of it is to ensure that kids get legal counsel early on before they face instructions that could pave the way for them to be jailed. States are obliged to follow these federal rules if they want to receive federal funding for delinquency prevention. And Tennessee does receive funding, so it is obliged to follow these rules.
But if the rule isn't clear, then can they really be held accountable for not following the rule?
Well, that's a good question, and I think that there are other questions of kids that have been jailed because they failed to follow probation, what was called probation. And the lawyers representing the kids in Knox County say that you can't jail them for violating probation without giving them a lawyer. And you must follow the steps that are laid out by the federal rules, which require the court to issue what's called a valid court order. It has to be called that. They have to give the kid time to follow the orders. They have to investigate if there are other non-detention alternatives. And it does seem murky. I mean, is it enough to tell a kid when he first steps into court, you know, eventually you could have an attorney if you want, but never repeat that later once the kid comes back to court repeatedly?